Okay, okay. All right, I'm coming. Fuck. Damn. What the fuck are you doing banging on my door at this hour? Don't you have anything better to do? Yes? Ah, detective. What are you doing here? You have come to see me. Well, sure, come in. Yeah, let me take your coat. Do you want a drink? I'm having whiskey. You want one? Great. I hope you don't mind Jack Daniels. So, how can I help you this evening? Whoa, you better slow down there, soldier. I don't want you seeing double of me. do you want another? Okay, take it easy with this one. So, as I said before, what can I do for you tonight? The Santana case? Sure, what about it? What did I think of it? I'm glad it's over and we got to close it. After everything he did and the people he hurt, it's better that he isn't around anymore. The city and its citizens can sleep better knowing that miscreant is shadows and dust. Yeah, I shot him. You saw me. Why? Because he was trying to get away. It's what any cop would do. I'm sure you have made plenty of decisions like that when you have been on duty, detective. I've been seeing you in action. When you're on the chase, you are ruthless. No, he wasn't shooting at me, but he had a knife on him. If I had gotten closer, I wouldn't be here. It was either me or him. Natural selection. Why do I feel like I'm being interrogated? Did I do something unethical that wasn't to your standard? Why are you really here, detective? Where did you get these pictures? Tell me. Now. Okay, detective. Just calm down. Calm down. Look, I'm sorry. I got mad. That was uncalled for. I didn't mean to scare you. Just chill out. You need to lower your weapon, okay? Detective, what are you doing? Start talking. I don't have to explain a fucking thing.
everything off of me.
Okay, okay. What do you want to know? The people in the pictures are my wife and son. They were killed. Santana slaughtered them to get to me. I was the one leading his case back then. It got worse after Arlene and Robert died. We caught him and his gang peddling heroin, trafficking poor young girls. Then, one day, he tried to bribe me. He said he'd pay me the top bills if I looked the other way, playing the fool to his antics. I refused. He managed to persuade another power somewhere and they let him out. That's why I never found pleasure in the materialistic way of life. Flashy cars, expensive holidays. Who cares? Do you know how corrupting money can be? It caused me to lose the two people I loved most in this world. I was meant. And I failed. After Santana was released, he came to my home. I was at work and he shot Arlene. She was in the kitchen making dinner and then he went to Robert's room and cut his throat. He was just a kid doing his homework. What the fuck had he done wrong? They were innocent. It was a warning to me that he could do anything, that he was untouchable. It should have been me who died, not my wife and child. Nobody wanted to believe me when I said that it was him. Nobody seemed to care. Nobody noticed how it was destroying me. It's been eating me from the inside. Hate and revenge have been my only companions for so long. I tried a therapist. I tried meditation. I tried to retire, but it didn't go away. Have you ever been married, detective? Are you a parent? Do you have any idea what it's like to come to an empty home? Not hear the laughter of your family? Do you have any idea what it's like to have a loved one stolen from you? No. No, I didn't think you would. Taking everything into my own hands was the only way to regain control. I had to come back to the force, and even if it meant floating under the lie I created for myself, that I just wanted to help, to volunteer and give back to my betrothed community. Yes, I killed Santana. I don't care how he died. He was a creature who needed to burn. I'm not finished either. The next one who's going to get it is the cop that let him go in the first place. Arlene and Robert would still be alive. So if you're gonna kill me, detective, do it now, because I won't stop. Do it. End it. Please. What are you doing? You're not gonna kill me? You are letting me go after everything I have just told you. You don't need to apologize for what happened to me. No, it wasn't fair. You'd do it too if it was your family, huh? Thank you. I'm glad you understand. Wow, your hand feels so warm on mine. Are you going to tell anyone else? You won't. You're leaving? Oh, okay. You won't stay. Not even for another drink. I'm sorry. I always wanted to do that. To kiss the beautiful and cold and ruthless detective. You don't seem like the Ice Queen anymore. You're so beautiful. I didn't think you'd have an interest in an old coot like me. Your skin tastes out of this world. Your neck, your lips, your breasts. Do you like it when I pin you against the wall? Do you ever think about me when you are in bed alone? Does your hand ever trickle down under the covers? You do, you naughty girl. I can't wait anymore. I have to have you right here, right now. I've been drowning and screaming for so long. Save me, detective. Oh. Oh, you're when you breathe like that, when I move inside you. Oh, yes. Oh my God. I love feeling your breath on my neck. Yes. Your fingernails digging into me. Oh, it's such a turn on. No good. I have to see your face so my eyes can burn into yours when I melt into you. Yeah. I didn't know. Friday night, I would end up like this. Especially with you. The unbreakable detective. The woman with the solid steel stare. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Show me what I do to you, and I'll show you what you have been doing to me for long, for all this time. Come for me. Come for me, detective. Come. You really are a beautiful woman. Your face is divine after sex. Are you okay? I'm better, and that's all down to you. I feel calm, like the raging sea inside me has gone out on the tide, right? Like the raging sea inside of me.